with David Alden. David's Daily Devotional.
Well, we come to Psalm 103, and I'm really looking forward to this. Verse 11, and this is what verse 11 of Psalm 103 says. It says, "For his..." Oh, I love this. I can hardly say the words, beloved. "For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth." Let me just repeat that. "For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth." I'm going to deal with one word before we go any further, and that word is fear. The Bible says, "For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth." Let's just clear up what fear actually means. Fear in the Bible has a different meaning. Fear of the Lord means deep reverence, a sense of awe, an accurate recognition of who he is and who I am. The fear is cast out by love, is destructive fear, a sense that you may be harmed by someone. And I'm doing that because the Bible also says perfect love casts out all fear. And when you look at that word fear and then fear of the Lord, they are totally and utterly different. Fear, casting out all fear, is being scared of, being frightened of, hiding under the bed, that sort of fear. But this fear is the fear of the Lord, deep reverence, a sense of awe, an accurate recognition of who God is and who I am. I needed to clarify that before we move on. This verse is totally awesome in so many words. And I'll tell you this, it is actually one of my favorite verses in the whole scripture. "For his unfailing love toward those who are in total awe of him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth." I don't want to deal with unfailing love to start with because I love it so much. What I want to talk to you about at the beginning of this verse, and I could spend an hour on this particular verse easily with no problem at all. I promise you I won't spend anything like an hour. If I did, you'd probably turn off in your droves, and I don't want you to do that. Let's look at this "great as the height of the heavens above the earth." Let me ask you this question. Do you know how high heaven is from the earth? Have you any idea? Can you measure it? Do you have a scientific way of knowing where heaven is in connection with the earth? Is it 145,000 miles away? Is it 25 miles away? How far is it? And that's the point, beloved. We don't know. Nobody knows how high heaven is above the earth. We have no idea where heaven is. We don't know how far it is. We have no knowledge of that at all. Only God knows that. And let me tell you, what the psalmist is doing now is trying to describe to you what God's unfailing love is all about. How his unfailing love toward you is. And he's used this because he knows it can't be calculated. His unfailing love is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. That's how great it is. That's how wonderful it is. Now look at this. Look at this and be careful with this verse. Because it says, "For his unfailing love toward," and I want you to underline the word "toward" because it's very important, "toward those who fear him." In actual fact, underline that entire phrase. "Toward those who fear him. Toward those who are in awe of him." What that tells me, the psalmist is saying to me that God loves those who are in total awe of him. God loves those who love him that way. God loves those His unfailing love toward those is upon those who have this awe, who have this wonder, who have this love for God, who have this devotion toward God, who wants to follow God, who wants to be with Him every minute of every day, who wants that God to be their personal Heavenly Father. That's what we're talking about here. And then the psalmist goes on to tell us and explain to us why he loves in that way. His love is unfailing. In other words, it doesn't fail. We've been looking in the hour one nuggets, we've been looking at love. And in that particular verse, right at the end, it says, love never fails. It does not fail. And the psalmist is reiterating that by saying to you now that God's love for you does not fail. There is no failure in that love toward you. God's love for me is very, very real, beloved. Very real indeed. Some years ago, I wrote a book, and that book contains 125 pages. It's actually 26,000 words long, and that book was written in 8 days. Now, I'm going to show you the miracle in that book, because when I wrote that book in 8 days, you would have thought there would have been loads and loads of edits. Well, I sent it to a really good friend of mine, Tricia, and she edited the book for me before it went to the publisher. And the publisher then decided that he would edit the book, or he would send it away to their editors, because that's what they have to do, beloved. They've sent it away to their editors, and a guy called James, never met him before, he took my whole manuscript, and he took it away, and he looked at it, and he read it through, and he started to do his editing. He's looking at the problems in this book. Is it doesn't read right? What should we do about this? What should we do about that? Remember, beloved, that book was written from beginning to end in 8 days. 26,000 words. The editor looked at it, and he came back to me 3 weeks later with 14 edits. 14. 11 of those edits were nothing to do with how the book was written. The 11 of those edits were simply, are you sure you want to say this way? And I came back and said, yes, I'm absolutely sure. That's exactly what I want to say. And he said, fine, okay. And he only changed three particular things in the book. Three tiny little edits were in that book. That book, as I say, was written in 8 days. And I can remember going down to my office to write, and I would think, hang on a minute, I've got nothing else to say, I'm sure of it. And I would get down to the office and I would say, Lord, what do you want to say next? Because I have no idea. And then I would begin to write again. And I wrote the whole thing in 8 days. It was a miracle. Why did God want me to write that book? Well, I didn't even know, beloved, that I had a book in me. And it was written for a reason, because I had an experience with the Holy Spirit a few days before that. I would say a couple of weeks actually before that. What God had done is, in His ultimate wisdom, He had decided that He was going to pour His love down on me in such an incredible way for a whole 7-day period. I felt I wanted to write a one-man show about that experience. And so I began to write. And then a friend of mine who's a musician said to me, come over to Norway, let's talk about this and see if I can help you with some music toward this. And I went over to see him, and on my way back, while he was driving me to the airport to fly back to London, he said to me, the Lord's telling me you should write a book. He said those words, beloved, I promise you. He said, the Lord is telling me you should write a book. He dropped me at Oslo Airport. I went and sat and waited for my plane to arrive. I had to wait 3 hours, and I started to write. By the time I got on the plane, I'd written 3,000 words. I started to write on the plane then, and when I got home, in 8 days, that book was complete. the Father's love poured down on me for 7 whole days, and I began to understand what that unfailing love actually means. I began to understand fully the Father heart of God. I began to see for myself the heart of the Father, because that is what He had done over that 7-day period. It was life-changing. And during that week, the Lord said very clearly to me, "Tell my people about my love." That is what I do, beloved. That is what I do on every and any occasion. If I'm invited to preach in a church, I will talk on God's love. If they say to me, "We'd like you to preach on this particular verse," I will find God's love in that verse. Because that is what the Lord has instructed me to do. And He wants you to know about His love. I'll tell you why. Because He wants you to experience His love in that specific way as well. He wants you to join in and understand His love. And one of the ways, beloved, you can do that is looking at verses like this. "For His unfailing love toward those who fear Him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth." And when you experience the power of God's love falling down on you in such a powerful way, I promise you, it changes your life. Your life can never, ever be the same again. It cannot be, because you have touched the very hem of the garment of our Lord. You have actually experienced that love in such a deep and profound way. I want you to think for a moment in closing. When you met the one that you love, when you met, if you have indeed met already, the one that you love, your husband or your wife, when you met that person, how did you feel? What were you thinking when you found out that that person loved you in such a strong and profound way? How did it make you feel? Did it make you feel secure? Did it make you feel warm? Beloved, that is what is going to happen when the Lord's love falls down on you and you feel it and you can sense it tangibly in such a powerful way. Why? Because His unfailing love toward those who fear Him is as great as the height of the heaven above the earth. Let me tell you this. I'm not going to force this on you. I am going to ask you to specifically do something. I am going to ask you to send me an email. Now, you are listening to this on the internet. That means that you have access to your email. The email address is dead easy. That email address is studio@worshipradio247.org. studio@worshipradio247.org. I want you to send me an email and say these words: "Yes, please." That's all you've got to do. And if I see an email that says "yes, please," I am going to pray specifically for God's love to pour down on you in a profound way right now, right at this moment. I want to hear from you, okay? I'm going to play some music now, and I want to get that email as soon as possible. studio@worshipradio247.org.
Hosanna in the highest. Let us